जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरी वरधारी लक्ष्मण भक्त हनुमान की श्री श्री गौरताय की शिल प्रभुपाद की ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायं उदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी नीति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा। सो फॉर टुडेज भागवतम I heartily welcome all of you And at the outset, let me offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of all Vaishnava devotees and pray at their feet to offer me mercy so that I can read today's Bhagavatam verse. So this is chapter number 6, canto 7 and verse number 14. So the title of this chapter is the Prahlad Maharaj instructs his demonic schoolmates. So today's verse please try to recite it after me. Kutumba of family members pochaya for the maintenance viyat declining nija ayuhu his lifetime na not buddhate understands artham the interest of purpose of life vihatam spoiled pramattah being mad in material condition sarvatra everywhere tapatraya by the threefold miserable conditions adhyatmika adidaivika and adibhautika dukkitha being distressed atma himself nirvidyate becomes remorseful na not swakutumba ramaha enjoying simply by maintaining the members of the family. Kutumba poshaya viyam nijayu kutumba poshaya viyam nijayu na buddhyarthe vihatam pramattah na buddhyate tam vihatam pramattah sarvatra tapatraya dukkhitatma sarvatra tapatraya dukkhitatma nirbiddate na swakutumba ramah nirvidyate na swakutumba ramah kutumba poshaya viyam nijayur kutumba poshaya viyam nijayur na buddhate tavihatam pramattah sarvatra tapatraya dukkhitatma nirvidyate na swakutumba ramah. Kutumba poshaya vihan nijayu na buddhyate tam vihatam pramattah sarvatra tapataya dukkhitatma nirvidyate na swakutumba ramah kutumba poshaya vihan nijayu na buddhyate tam vihatam pramattah sarvatra tapatraya dukkhitatma nirvidyate na swakutumba ramah kutumba poshaya vihan nijayu na buddhyate tam vihatam pramattah ಸರ್ವತ್ರ ತಾಪತ್ರಯ ದುಃಖಿತಾತ್ಮ ನಿರ್ವಿದ್ಯತೇನ ಸ್ವಕುಟುಂಬ ರಾಮಃ. ಮಾತಾಜಿ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ದ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ ವರ್ಸ್, ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ಟೂ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಹೀ ಈಸ್ ವೇಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಹಿಸ್ ವ್ಯಾಲ್ಯೂಬಲ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಮೇಂಟೆನೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ. He also fails to understand that the purpose of human life, a life suitable for realization of the absolute truth, is being imperceptibly spoiled. However, he is very cleverly attentive to seeing that not a single farthing is lost by mismanagement. Thus, although an attached person in material existence always suffers from threefold miseries, he does not develop a distaste for the way of material existence. Om Ajnana Timiranvasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktaranda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare. The purport of this shloka by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki, a foolish man does not understand the values of human life, nor does he understand how he is wasting his valuable life simply for the maintenance of his family members. He is expert in calculating the loss of pounds, shillings and pence, but he is so foolish that he does not know how much money he is losing. Even according to material considerations, Chanakya Pandita gives the example that a moment of life cannot be purchased in exchange for millions of dollars. A foolish person, however, wastes such a valuable life without knowing how much he is losing. Even according to monetary calculations, although a materialistic person is expert in calculating costs and doing business, he does not realize that he is misusing his costly life for want of knowledge. Even though such a materialistic person is always suffering threefold miseries, he is not intelligent enough to seize his materialistic way of life. Hare Krishna. So this is a very important verse today. Yesterday, His Grace Mukund Madhav Prabhu was explaining how a person in the material way of life, being attached by the rope of affection, family, children, house, and all that enjoyable things in the family, just like a silkworm which weaves a cocoon around its body. And this cocoon is so strong that the silkworm is unable to get out of this. Even it does not leave a window to get out. And finally, you know, the silkworm people, they collect these cocoons and they boil it and it dies. So similarly, Prahlad Maharaj is explaining to his classmates, in this life, if a person is not in bhakti, is not surrendered to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, he will be definitely surrendered to Maya. And too much attached to the family life, he prepares a cocoon around his body. And one day, a silkworm person, the Kala, the representative of Kala, comes and he kills him. So Prahlad Maharaj starts his teaching saying that Kaumara Acharet Pradnyo Dharman Bhagavatam Iha. This transcendental knowledge, Bhagavata Dharma, of bhakti unto the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Krishna should be started right from the tender age. So, he starts with this verse and then says, because the devotional service, bhakti, unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, is the natural phenomena, or it is natural, because Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Person, is the most beloved master of the soul, and also he is the well-wisher of all. That's why one should offer his bhakti to Lord Vishnu. The material happiness for which every living entity is struggling, all of us are struggling in this material world to obtain that happiness. Who wants to be unhappy in this world? Everybody wants to be happy. So we all are struggling with all our efforts to get that happiness. Prahlad Maharaj says, there is no need of struggling. The happiness comes automatically without any endeavor. Just like the distress also comes without any notice. In our life we see that all that happiness, distress comes automatically. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya shitoshna sukha dukkada agama apayino nityaps tam stitiksho bharata. Just like winter and the summer, they come and go. The changes in the season happen without any endeavor. They come automatically and they go. And an intelligent person should learn to tolerate this movement of happiness and distress. So Prahlad Maharaj then says, the endeavors for the material sense gratification results only in the loss of time and energy. A person who is not cultivated the bhakti at the lotus feet of the Lord, he will naturally be attracted to the maya and then attachment to the family. And then this all leads to loss of energy and time. Sushi Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Sushi Sitaram Lakshman Bhakta Hanuman Ki, Sri Sri Gaur Nitai Ki. Therefore, one who is strong, healthy, competent, should endeavor for the highest goal of life, that is bhakti. So, in Shastra also it is said, Savai Pumsa, the goal of human life is the bhakti. Savai Pumsa Paro Dharma Yato Bhakti Radokshaja. Ahaituki apratihata yatma suprasiddhati. The goal of human life is the devotional service, is to understand Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna. So for those who cannot control their senses, and naturally one who is not in bhakti, he cannot control his senses. However strong he may be mentally, if he is not in the devotion service, The senses are naturally flow to the sense objects. So for those who cannot control their senses, Prahlad Maharaj says, in a span of 100 years, 50 years is just gone. Because if one is attached to the sense objects, he will sleep at least for 12 hours. So 12 hours means half a day. Half a day means half of the life. So half of the life goes in sleeping. So Prahlad Maharaj is giving a whole account of how one spends the life. And then, during the tender age of 10 years, from the birth to 10 years, the boy is bewildered. He does not know what is Prahlad Maharaj. Prabhupada Ji used to call the boy like a rascal. He does not understand. That's why if one is not cultivated this bhakti, he will be bewildered, and all the 10 years of the childhood will be just a waste of time. And then the boyhood goes with the sporting, playing, you know, doing all that naughty things. Another about 10 years is gone. So 20 years is just waste of time. And then when the person becomes a family holder, he has to struggle very hard to maintain this family. And then he does not have time. I think all of you have much more experience than me. When you go for book distribution, if you ask somebody to take one book,
There are many people I think you will encounter, no, I don't have time to read this. So people are so busy. They do not know the ultimate goal of life, bhakti. And then, after spending a lot of time in the family matters, one becomes old. When a person becomes old, it is very difficult for himself to maintain what to speak about bhakti at that age. So the whole another 20 years in the old age is all wasted. So one whose mind and senses are uncontrolled, increasingly attached to family, insatiable lusty desires, remaining years are also wasted. For those days, he cannot engage in the devotional service. And then Prahlad Maharaj says, an attached householder, bound very strongly by the ropes of affection for his good wife, sweet children, and Srila Prabhupada writes, the father is more attached to a daughter because of her sweet service and, you know, love and affection. Even the daughter is married to another person, she goes to another house, but still the father is thinking about the daughter. This is the material world. The ropes of affection is so strong that a person cannot release himself from this attachment. So, and then to maintain all this love, affection and all that bondage, one has to work very hard, struggle to earn money. And money is sweeter than honey. So, to acquire money, even by risking one's life, even at the cost of stealing somebody's money, the householders, by saying so many, doing untruthful things, he tries to accumulate wealth, and then there is a great attachment to this money. So, like this, a householder who is not in the devotional service, who does not know what is the purpose of life, he becomes attached to the family, and then he is forming a cocoon around his body, just like a silkworm. Thus attached, although suffering from threefold miseries. So in this verse, Prahlad Maharaj, the 14th verse, is saying, O my friends, sons of demon, in this material world, even those who are apparently advanced in education have the propensity to consider this is mine and that is for others. Thus they are always engaged in providing the necessities of life to their families in a limited conception of family life. Just like, understand, uneducated cats and dogs, they are unable to take to spiritual knowledge. Instead, they are bewildered and overcome by ignorance. Because of this ignorance, how the family holder wastes his entire life. So there is a small incident. Once there was a businessman, and he was too attached for his family. He was having 4 wives. All are very attractive. And he was having all that necessary for a householder to enjoy. And for many years being in a household, he enjoyed. And when he became old, then he started thinking, alas, I have to leave everything and go. And then he thought all his life, he was having 4 wives. He thought all these wives will come along with me. They will accompany me even when I die. So this was his conception. He never thought that he has to leave his body one day. So he was on the bed and he was always remembering all his wives. He was extremely loving the elder wife. And one day he calls the elder wife, look, my dear wife, I have to leave this body. So will you accompany me? He asked her. And the good wife says, no. If you die, I am going to marry somebody. He was very distressed. Alas, I spent all my life to love my wife, but she is saying that she will marry somebody after my death. And then he calls his second wife, my dear wife. You see, I spent a lot of time with you. I love you so much. Will you accompany me? So second wife said, my dear husband, I will accompany you till the gate of this house, beyond which I will not come with you. Again he was very distressful. He became very sorrowful. Oh my God, I loved this second wife so much, but she is saying she will come only up to the gate of the house. And then he calls his third wife and said, my dear wife, I loved you so much. Will you accompany me with me when I leave this body? So the third wife says, my dear husband, I can accompany till the cremation yard. I can only accompany you till the cremation yard. Then again he said, oh, she is also not coming with me. And then he calls his fourth wife. He was this time very confident that at least she can come with me. But this last wife, out of all these four wives, he never cared in his life. He was least bothered about this last wife. She was young. And then he asked, my dear wife, I did not love you so much, but will you accompany me when I leave this body? Then I said, I am the one who is going to accompany you with you. And then, but alas, he said, oh my God, I never thought you as my dear wife so far. I neglected you. So this story is telling, this is an analogy, how a person in his life, these four wives, the first wife is money. The person is very dear to the money. He loves so much. Money is honey. But can this money come with that person when he leaves the body? The money says, when you leave this, I am now, you are my master. So you have captured me. But when you leave this body, I will go to others. That means he said, I will marry others. I will go to your children or neighbors or maybe somebody else. So money does not stay with a person. Although with lot of endure struggle, one accumulates this money. But this money marries somebody after the death. Then the second wife is actually the real wife of that person. The wife, being a lady, chaste, good wife, she said, my husband, this is what is the life. When you die, the ladies are not allowed to the cremation yard. So I can only accompany up to the gate of this house. Normally in India, ladies are not allowed to the cremation yard. So said, I can come only up to the gate of this house. And the third wife represents here all the relatives and bodily relationship, like the sons, children and other family members. When a person dies, they only accompany him up to the cremation yard, beyond which they again return. So these are the third, like a third wife. And the fourth wife is the super soul. This super soul is always Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu, remains as a witness in the heart of all living entities. But alas, in our life, if a person is too much attached to the family, he ignores this super soul. He never tries to understand what this super soul is and who is the representation of this super soul, but is the only super soul who accompanies that person. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, too much attached to family, one will not have time to understand about this super soul. And the purpose of this life, there is a higher purpose for this life, to attain the love of Lord Krishna. And that is passed away. Neglecting that, attaching to this temporary sense objects, one bounds like a silkworm. And in this householder life, Prahlad Maharaj further says that just like a person too much attached to the family, woman or a wife becomes the center of his attraction. Because wife pleases him, both husband and wife too much attached and not knowing about the Krishna, then becoming too attached to woman, the person becomes like a monkey. You know, there is a monkey charmer. Monkey charmer teases that monkey, and if the monkey does whatever that monkey charmer tells him, uto bole to utna, bite bole to bite. So he jumps, it jumps. Sit, it sits. So like this, a person too much attached to the family becomes like a monkey under the control of his good wife. This is because Prahlad Maharaj is saying, if he is not developed this bhakti, the purpose of the life, then his life becomes like a monkey. And Prahlad Maharaj further says, ever in the history, at any place, at any time, nobody in the history is able to release or is able to relieve himself, deliver himself alone without knowing the Supreme Lord. So bereft the knowledge of the Supreme Lord, nobody ever in the history, at any time, at any country, at any place, is able to liberate himself alone. See, you take any example, however a good person may be, but he cannot liberate himself without knowing Lord Vishnu. That's why Lord Vishnu or Krishna's name is Mukunda, the one who delivers, one who gives mukti. Only Mukunda can give the mukti. Nobody can else. And without knowing Mukunda, how a person can relieve himself, liberate himself from this material world? The ropes of this material world are so strong that they bound him. And then, without knowing the purpose of life, one wastes all his energy, all that efforts. And although a person in this verse, it is saying, Srila Prabhupada writes, that by material calculation, although he is thinking that, I am very intelligent to accumulate this wealth, I do not waste a single minute. I just, you know, maintain my family, spend all my energy for maintaining. But it is like a krapana. Krapana means one who does not know the bigger advantage. He is only thinking very small. So the purpose of life is a bigger advantage. Leaving that is only thinking about his family and the sense objects. It's like a krapana. He loses all this money. So in Bhagavatam, these verses are very, very important and gives us a lesson that how in this material world a person struggling very much for obtaining the happiness, but the happiness and distress, they come automatically as per our karma. We don't have to endure too much for this. So that's why in whole of the Bhagavatam, at many places, all the great saints, the kings, the devotees have only prayed at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, "Oh my Lord, please cut off this attachment to the family and please make my mind to attach to your lotus feet so that the purpose of life will be fulfilled." So in this context, there is very beautiful verse by the prayer by Pritrasura. Pritrasura, although he was a great demon, he came in the form, in the body of a demon, but in the former life he was Maharaj Chitraketu, who was a great devotee, who actually achieved the transcendental, you know, presence of the Lord in his lifetime. But because of the curse by Mata Durgavati, so he became like a demon in the next life. But by providence, he was able to remember all his previous life. So on the battlefield, Vritrasura is praying, You know, this verse is very similar to today's, how one should pray. My Lord, Mamottama Shloka Janeshu Sakyam Samsara Chakre Brahmita Swakarmabhi. My Lord, I am, because of my own karma, I am being thrown into this samsara and I am revolving in this samsara just like a chakra because of my own activities. And the cause for this is attachment to my family, my house, my children. And because of this, attachment to your lotus feet, I am not thinking about this. So my Lord, I pray at the lotus feet, at your lotus feet, that please attach me, attach my mind to your lotus feet, and cut this attachment to my family, to my wife. So this is the prayer Ritrasura is praying. And Indra, listening these prayers, he was struck with wonder. You know, he started appreciating, although Dhritarashtra is a demon, but he has this knowledge and how great he is. So, that is about today's verse. Thank you very much. Thank you, Prabhuji, for providing an opportunity. So, if you have any questions, maybe you can ask Prabhuji. గ్రంథ శ్రీమద్భాగవతం కీ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ